Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here during another AfterBuzz TV after show for MTV's Teen Wolf, Season 5, Episode 2, Parasomnia. I'm your host, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. Joining me, AfterBuzz TV host Courtney Tesno.
Hey, everybody. Keep in touch with me at Tesno's on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Cinematic Escape. And joining us from MTV's Are You the One, Brittany Baldy.
Hey, guys. What's up? You guys can find me at Brittany Baldy on all social media.
And yeah. Ryan Malady.
Hi, everybody. Ryan Malady here. You can follow me at Ryan Malady. And be sure to check out youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, where you can join the live chat. I will be on talking to you guys. Looking forward to seeing what you have to say about this awesome episode.
Yeah, you guys, please come and comment, because this episode was crazy.
What?
And let's just start off with the craziest thing that happened this episode. Oh, Styles was right.
Yeah.
And Theo is obviously not who he says he is.
He's a crazy mofo.
Yeah, I mean, we see him, like, his sister died at the bridge. Now I'm thinking, was he involved? Was that not his sister that he was grieving for? I mean, why? We obviously get to see that his parents are not his parents.
Real parents. Mm-hmm.
He had them practicing the signatures, which are wrong, and he
so
decides...
So do you think that he killed his parents?
I don't know if he killed his parents, but those are not his parents, and he's obviously lying. I don't feel like he's a good guy, breaking his father's arm so he could pose like, oh, okay, he couldn't write well because he had a cast. I mean, what do you guys think of Theo now?
Well, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Dylan O'Brien is never wrong. So I don't know. I'm going to ask the chat. You guys go ahead and talk about it for a sec, but I don't know what his master plan is. That's what I want to find out, but I think Dylan O'Brien.
Styles is always right.
Mm-hmm. Theo's name is on the board, and soon he's going to be pulling in all those red threads.
And I love Styles. I love that he's such an investigator like his dad. Like, that is so amazing. But I knew from the jump that Theo, it was something fishy about him. And then one thing that stood out to me this episode was the tone of how he said he came back for Scott, and then he paused and was like, and you. It's like, you came back for Scott, and you're either trying to get revenge like this other girl that says she's vengeful to Liam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, he's fishy. We can't trust him. I'm glad that Styles picked that up.
So, I mean, Stilinski, Styles' father, says, just wait, he's going to make a mistake. So, we already see the signatures thing, but now that he told him, he's fixing that. What about that necklace that was in the ditch that
I
was silver?
That
is that going to be
necklace.
A mistake?
Yeah, I actually remember seeing it in the episode, and I don't know who it was on. I remember seeing
Chad
it.
Chad, help us out.
Yeah.
Who was wearing that silver necklace with the leaf that ended up in the ditch? I mean, that could be the mistake that we're looking for.
Yeah, why didn't he grab it? Why didn't Liam
didn't touch it at all.
Yeah, when he's... So,
I mean, you don't want to be a part of the evidence. I'm sure he just wanted to get the hell up out that hole.
Yeah.
He was all about, you know, texting his friend Mason.
Exactly.
Sure,
yeah, he was preoccupied, not really thinking about that necklace. So anyway...
Which, by the way, what was the deal with, Theo coming in as the Black Wolf? Just to instigate...
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Talia Hale, we've only seen this one other time in Teen Wolf history, or chat, correct me if I'm wrong. Talia Hale was one of the most powerful werewolves, and it's very rare ability that you can shapeshift.
Into that. Normally, you look just like a werewolf, not an actual wolf.
And she was a very powerful alpha.
So powerful.
So I think that he killed his alpha wolf to become the alpha, because he said that the twins killed his outfit alpha. He was telling us during that weird skateboarding
story. Like he was lying.
Yeah, I think that he obviously killed his alpha, which is how he's now an alpha, and he's got this rare ability to shapeshift, which we've only seen Talia Hale have. So you were right, Courtney, from last episode, saying that maybe he's another alpha. He's definitely an alpha.
Yeah, and that's why he's coming for Scott. You gotta listen to that. The way he said it, his body language, I'm all about that, man.
You guys might be right. We have Travelista in the live chat saying Theo is going to try to take Scott's alpha powers, and that I think only betas can take it away.
Well, the thing is, as Scott is a true alpha, he didn't kill.
Yeah.
He's never killed. He's never killed anyone. Like, and you, most other werewolves have to kill an alpha to be an alpha.
One, yeah.
Which is what I think Theo did. But in Scott's case, he's a true alpha. So a true alpha, their power can never be stolen. And we even see Stilinski saying that in episode one.
Hmm.
Whenever Parrish is afraid that the electric wolf, the blue
that
guy.
Wolf was a freaking joke, you guys.
Yeah, obviously.
That
I
sounds
mean,
like the next Mountain Dew flavor.
The electric wolf. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Well, we see Deaton also in this episode. I'm excited that he's back.
I love him every time.
Yeah, he's amazing. Well, he tells us that these are talons from a eagle. So obviously those surgeons just are
slap
taking
those things on
pieces
from
and
animals. And
from animals, putting them on people. I mean, let's go ahead and talk about Tracy, because
yeah,
that seems to be
birds.
She's crazy.
I don't think Tracy's crazy, but now they took her as their next subject.
Yeah,
I
that's mean, what I put out, but she's the next victim for sure.
Well, then they were flashing at the end. They were showing her doing all those things that she was imagining the surgeons doing.
Right. So
she was the one breaking into her own roof, and she was the one scratching her locker because she's coping with the fact that she's becoming
turning.
Something else.
She's turning into what appears to be a werewolf, the yellow eyes.
Yeah.
But it's not a real werewolf, so maybe they took werewolf venom and injected
her. And they're putting
her.
That in people, yeah.
Yeah, so that's their next project is now Tracy.
But I want to know where they're getting this, like, where are they getting the venom from? Is it alpha venom? How are they getting venom that's going to be able to take out Scott? Like, that's my only thing. Like,
I don't think they will.
They
I mean,
can't,
no,
yeah.
Scott's a true alpha. The show wouldn't exist without Scott. I think Scott's going to be safe.
Exactly.
But we'll get to see all these weird creatures that these surgeons develop, which I was kind of honestly let down by the fact that Tracy's a werewolf, because I want, like, some crazy creatures like the electric blue wolf. That was crazy.
Maybe she's not done turning. She's in the process of becoming something else entirely.
So I shouldn't be disappointed yet, Ryan?
Maybe. No, not yet. Hold your horses. It gets better.
Right. I mean, she's like an artificial wolf, basically.
I think we're all finding it difficult while we're watching to figure out what parts were real and what parts were fake. Like, what is she dreaming and what's real life? Especially the scene when she's sitting there in class or outside near her lockers and that weird creepy thing's like crawling on the lockers. Was she dreaming that? Or was that really happening?
No, it was part dream. What do you guys think?
While she was in school?
Well, it's hard to define what's real because what's real to one person might not be real to another, you know.
Well, she was having these, the name of the episode is parasomnia. And she's having those daydreams.
Yeah,
you wrote down the definition.
So parasomnia is a sleep disorder and it's abnormal movements, behaviors, emotions, perceptions, and dreams. So not just dreams that occur when someone's asleep or in between sleep stages. So that could have been one of the things where she's like in between sleep stages and she's like dealing with abnormal.
She's transitioning,
too,
so she could be going in and out of dreams during her werewolf transition, because we see that she was actually the
scratched
one who scratched
her locker.
Scratched her locker, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's
all
got, like,
those
a Freddy Krueger syndrome going on.
My thing is, how does no one else see that? Like, see you scratching the hell out of your locker. She wasn't the only one in the hallway.
Well, let's talk about her dad, who you found suspicious.
Yeah.
I mean, what judge has to leave the house at midnight to go work on a case? Probably not. I mean, do you guys think he's a surgeon? Do you think he's...
That's an interesting observation.
Is he the reason that they're targeting Tracy?
Yeah.
Maybe he... Since he's a judge, maybe they're targeting his family, or...
Well, this, either it's that he's being targeted and it's related to his family, or I think that he is a part of the surgeon group and he knows that his daughter has these sleep disorders and will easily be able to kind of have her as the next victim because she'll think, oh, this is just a part of my disorder, like my sleep thing, so...
Well, do you guys remember, I can't remember the female blonde werewolf who used to have seizures, maybe somebody in the chat knows, but they actually turned her because becoming a werewolf actually fixed that and she didn't have seizures anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe her dad knows the healing powers that becoming a werewolf is.
So she could get rid of that disorder.
So maybe he, you know, wanted to try this on his daughter to help
her. This is all speculation, but that's what I picked up. Like, her dad is a little creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think something's going on
there. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of parents entering a more mainstream role in this season. I think that's going to be a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
It's very fair to assume that he has a larger role to play.
Because even Kira's parents from last episode, they know so much about, like, mm-hmm. these old stories.
Mythologies.
They might have experienced it, or they know about this other life, so.
What's the chat saying?
Erica is who you were thinking of, yeah?
Erica, yes. Thank you, chat.
They know.
That was great. Boo.
Boo.
You're on
you
it,
my bae, Boo.
Erica the werewolf in the house.
I like you, Boo. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about Dr. McCall.
Okay.
That was so sweet.
I mean,
that kind of goes along with, do you guys think that that's why Scott wants to take AP biology so he can be
Maybe.
Dr. McCall?
Maybe.
Does he have
to? A little veterinarian.
Can't he just touch these things and make them better?
I know, right?
You can just like, but that should be like, what I think of it as is kind of like, you know, how Superman, everybody that's a superhero has like their day job. I feel like that has always been his day job, and he wants to just perfect it when he graduates from school. So I can see him being a doctor.
He can't take everyone's pain.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I'm sure that he can save whatever animal if he needs to by that way, but he should probably know how to work as a vet.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't know how long Dean's going to be around. I hope forever, but we don't know.
We don't know because, like he said, the rules of the supernatural world aren't as concrete as he once thought.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, Scott's going to another town. There can be a vet in another town, maybe not Beacon Hills. But how do you guys feel about him taking AP Bio? I mean, I think that's why. He obviously wants to be a doctor, mm-hmm. so he's taking these classes that maybe he is not ready for, but he's going to study, but he's saving everyone in his spare time, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
I think he's just preparing for his career, honestly.
I think so too.
Like, this is the next step. Hopefully we get to see them go off to college, so what else could Scott possibly do that
He doesn't
way?
Seem that confident about it, though, when he's like, I don't know if I'm smart enough. Like, babe, you're smart enough.
Right. He has babe.
Here's the thing. It's like, so much goes into, like, so much emphasis is put on book smart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, like, for the demographic, the teenagers at home who are like, oh, I'm not smart enough for that job, that's ridiculous because when you get in the real world, it's more like you do your day job every day, then you become better at it because you do it every single day.
And that's why I think Scott is psyching himself out because mm-hmm. he has all this experience. Like, all these seasons we've seen him working with Deedon on different animals or different werewolves. So he's definitely ready. He just needs to get, like, the books
down. He needs to do mm-hmm. his homework instead of studying biological and physical sciences with Kira.
She's probably not going to be too helpful.
Oh,
it's cute, though. You know, it just speaks to his character. He's the mm-hmm. one that trusts everybody and gives everyone the benefit of the doubt and tries to heal everyone and love everybody. And I think it's very appropriate.
That's why I think his best friend is Styles for a reason. They need that balance because if it wasn't for Styles, I honestly don't even think that Scott would have made it this far. Like, he probably
would have
lashed out somewhere.
That's a great point. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, Styles doesn't trust anyone, and anytime there's a new person in town, he doesn't trust them, but for good reason. Mm-hmm. I mean,
gotta go through your background check with Styles.
That's hilarious. No, for sure. So let's talk about Parrish mm-hmm. and Lydia.
Oh my
They're
God.
Totally gonna hook up this season. I see it happening.
Yes, you were predicting that. Oh, I guess
it was all like, bring me a coffee tonight at midnight, and she's like, okay, I'll be there.
Well, he, like, almost didn't want her to, and she's like, look, I'm going to no matter what. So it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. What do you think, Ryan? Are you shipping Lydia and Parrish? What would that ship be?
Lydish.
I'll write that down.
I'll take it. But, it's hard to connect entirely because this is all just one big flashback, isn't it? I mean, we know where Lydia really is right now, right? She's in...
Here's the thing. Like, we touched on this last episode. Dr. Valak could be messing with her mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. And maybe there's a way to prevent all this from happening.
Dr. Valak is the one with the third eye.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Who we saw at the end of episode one, where mm-hmm. he was like, tell me what happened senior year. And then episode two is kind of showing us what happened senior year. So,
is Dr. Valak possibly a part of this surgeons? Are they a part of his team? Like, or are they completely separate entities? We don't think that they have anything to do with each other.
I think it's gonna lead up to where she is now. Because like, the whole season can't be right. One big flashback. Yeah. So we're going to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like flashing forward too far.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're probably separate to answer your question, mm-hmm. because I think that Dr. Valak is actually trying to help
Lydia
in Eichenhaus, trying to figure out what happened and if they can stop it. Because, you know, she predicts a lot of stuff, so mm-hmm. maybe he's actually going into the future in her head and none of this happened yet. Who knows? I don't know. Do you guys know?
No, we don't know. If you have some speculation, put it in the comments, please.
Yes, please. Or tell Ryan in the chat. Yeah. Ryan, you got anything?
Just everyone's still geeking out over
the ship.
Parrish and the ship.
The Parrish Liddish.
And we got,
people love
we
love.
We got Paria, Liddish.
Pedia.
I like Pedia.
Paria.
Larish?
Larish. Mm-hmm. Like that.
I like Larish.
I think they took
Larish.
Larish.
I almost think it's like Larry. Like Larry.
You know what? It's a unisex name for the ship.
Yeah, Larish. Liddish and Larish. We like them all. We don't care how we put it together. We just like them together.
We like them hot, like our coffee.
Yes.
Like our Americano black, right? I'll get Parrish coffee whenever he wants it. I think he's so cute.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I don't know if he likes his coffee that sweet, though.
Ooh. No. All right, moving on. So Malia failed her driver's test. She's still getting acclimated into society. Mm-hmm. But it was good to see Mr. Yukimura is also a driver's ed teacher. And,
helping
her out. Yeah, and Styles, you know, he goes on this mission alone, but I'm glad that Liam is there to tag along.
Yeah, I wish Liam could just pick up on things a little quicker, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if he could, then that would be the way that he would easily, like, be guilty. Who am I talking about?
Theo would be guilty.
Yeah, Theo would easily be guilty because mm-hmm. Parrish Liam. Oh my gosh, Liam sees everything. I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, because Liam's a werewolf, so he can sense these things. But apparently right now, he's just basking in Theon's soap. Theon, Theo. Game of Thrones reference.
Theo.
Theon smells like Reed.
Oh, God.
Okay, off topic. Right. Sorry, guys.
Wait, Mason and Liam, they're cool, right?
Yeah.
Mason seemed pretty excited about it. You're a werewolf. Sweet.
So that was a great scene, show not tell. I mean, Liam was about to reveal to his best friend Mason that he's a werewolf, and then he doesn't need to because Theo.
That's what I was trying to ask earlier a little bit. Like, what was the motive behind that? Why? Mm-hmm.
Why tell Mason?
He chases him into the school to try to get him to. Maybe he's trying to bring the pack closer together.
Are you asking what Theo's motivation is for doing that?
To turn into a wolf and to chase Liam into the school with Mason. What's the deal? Why did he do that?
I feel like he's on the bad side.
He got up, he was all naked, and he seemed really, you know, satisfied with what he just did, which was really not much.
I don't think he's ever seen Liam morph before. And then I remember him.
That wasn't Liam. No, Theo morphed.
No, he saw him turn into a werewolf.
Okay.
Yeah, he saw him
not shapeshift.
Yeah,
but like right.
Exactly. So he like shapeshifted into a werewolf. So I remember when they were talking before, he was like, "Oh, like you're actually better than I thought you were." So I don't know if he was trying to test him.
Okay, so maybe Theo wasn't sure who all here is a wolf and who's
Just wanted to test his freaking power, see if he would have the balls
test
to do it.
I think you're right about that. Is Theo didn't know if Liam was a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. That's, so that's why he did it. He's doing some recon, gathering information as much as he can, and manipulating everybody to feel bad for him and care about him.
Because at the end of the day, he doesn't know that that was Theo. So he's getting a chance to see like what everybody's challenges are, like their weaknesses and their strong points.
Hopefully Liam, though, tells the pack that he saw a shapeshifter. Because if he tells Styles that, then Styles can be, you know, think that maybe it could be Theon, because we don't know a whole lot of other people who it could be in town. That's new. Yeah, he's a shapeshifter. That's huge.
He definitely needs to report it. But being that he's so new to this life, I doubt he's going to know, like, oh, this is
huge. He didn't pick up on the necklace.
Exactly. He didn't pick up on the what are you doing?
Wake up, Liam. Wake up. No, I feel like in the next episode he's going to say, hey, guys, yeah, by the way, we were chased into school by a black wolf.
And everyone's going to be like, wait,
no.
You need to tell us everything.
Right?
I can't wait.
They're going to find some black hair. Sal's going to find some black wolf hair on Theo's backpack. He's going to take it into his little lab and draw more strings.
I wish it was that easy.
Maybe. These are all things that could happen. I don't know if they will, but...
Well, do you guys, I don't know, looking down the road, do you see any connection with Theo, his parents, and the aptly named steampunk surgeons?
I want to know more about Theo. I think he's an interesting character, and I'm trying to figure out why he's there and what's his main role. Like, what is he trying to get out of Scott and everybody?
Oh, he's trying to He's trying to take his spot for sure.
Well,
I feel like he has, like, revenge on his, I don't know, something's going on. He knows too much.
Well, I think, yeah, he definitely wants Scott out of there so that he can be the most respected werewolf like Talia Hale was in his ability to shapeshift. I mean, a lot of werewolves would follow someone who was able to shapeshift. And to this point, we haven't seen Scott do that. But he's the true alpha, so I think that he probably can. He just needs to find a way to harness it, and maybe we'll see that this season.
Yeah.
But I don't think, to answer your question, that Theo and his fake parents, who it seems like he's manipulating them to be there. Like, he's controlling them. Like, they don't want to be there. They seem scared to death.
And that, I think that goes to the fact that he's such a fucking... Sorry. He's so sorry. I'm sorry!
Turn the beat on.
I guess I was really passionate about this statement, but I guess it's because he's such a lone wolf, and he's such a lone wolf, and I think that that's why, like, he could never, like, be a part of a pack because he wants to take over, and now he feels like he has to have these fake parents do all this stuff for him because his real parents were like, oh, crap, like, you really... are crazy. I don't know.
Do you guys buy that backstory that he had? You know, I was skateboarding, I got bit by this guy, and then these beta twins killed him.
He's gathering all this information that would make it sound like a good story.
So he's making a fake story about his life.
So how did he become, how did he turn then, right?
Well, I don't know how he was turned, but he killed his alpha, which is how he became the alpha. And the twins, we've seen in past seasons, and they did not kill their alpha.
Exactly. I think we'll see it.
To my knowledge.
In the future, how he actually turned.
I think the only way we're going to figure this out is because Styles is going to put together this story and reveal it to us. Like, once he finds out that he shapeshifted and then we know about the signatures, like, all of these little things are going to build up. And I think that's how we're going
to
find out.
Now, do you guys think, to answer Ryan's question, that Theo and his family are at all related to the surgeons that are in town and creating these beasts? So there's separate villains here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My vote is yes. What do you guys think?
Deaton said that it looks like somebody might be in town trying to change the rules of the supernatural. Because Deaton's a warlock and his sister's an emissary, so we know that they've been around for a while. They've been guiding different packs for a long time, so they've seen all this stuff. They normally know the rules, but this is something he hasn't seen. So obviously these surgeons are trying to change the rules in this supernatural environment.
Yep.
Completely interesting theories going through the chat. Nicholas says, well, McGurk says, calm down, ladies. This is the internet. Calm down. But Nicholas says Theo's becoming new Peter. And Freya is vehemently agreeing. Theo's the new Peter. I'm done.
I love you guys.
That's funny because Peter always did want to be the alpha.
There was a good point here. How would Theo have known about the twins?
Exactly. Like, he has been around at some point. He obviously said, like, he's been around since fourth grade, but I don't think that was the case at all.
I think he claimed to be part of the pack that they were in. He's obviously done some research, and he's pretending to be this Theo. So, I mean, what Styles really needs to do is go find Theo.
We're also being informed that the twins actually, in fact, did kill their alpha.
Okay, so he just had a different alpha that he killed. I thought the twins were probably an alpha, too.
So he might be telling a true story, but it's someone else's story.
Someone else's story.
Yeah, this is not the real Theo from fourth grade. We know that.
Mm. No, so Styles, you need to find Theo, man. Find Theo. Hashtag find Theo.
Yes.
If you guys know where he is, let Styles know. Find Theo, fourth grade Theo, though. We need to specify because there are two running around.
You know, an interesting theme that I'm seeing is the crows.
Oh my God, the crows are so
interesting. We need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think that means? I mean, we saw at the end of the last episode the blue electric demon wolf
coming out of his chest.
Yeah, it was as if those crows were what was giving him life.
Maybe that has something to do with the venom that they're putting in them.
And then we saw Tracy throw up the black puke, which also had a crow feather in it.
Mm-hmm. And there were a bunch of dead crows on her roof, on the which rooftop. Parrish mm-hmm. failed to mention.
Mm-hmm. With all but the blood. Saul. Yeah, so what is
which
the
I don't
crow?
Know why he wouldn't.
Well, yeah, to protect her, I guess, you know, so she wouldn't be scared and can sleep at night.
It was either that or he didn't see them.
He saw them.
He definitely saw them.
He saw them. I think he was trying to protect her. And then the fact that he is supernatural, I'm pretty sure, like, he can help eventually. And by not telling mm-hmm. her, he's helping her. Like, okay. If he were to tell her that, and she... We know now that, like, she's kind of crazy. But if he were to tell her that, like, she would just be freaking out all the time. Like, that's just something that, as a police officer, you don't want to have to deal with.
So, mm-hmm. this is an interesting question. Now, they think that Tracy is, you know, just this girl next door. Are they going to kill her when they find out she's not? Are they going to have to kill her? Are they going to try to find a way not to kill her and reverse whatever these surgeons put in her?
If Scott's in charge, then the last point. They're going to try. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to try to, you know, make things work as best as they should. But if she's, like, too deep off into the dark side, I think they're going to have to kill her.
Yeah.
Just like they had to kill the last one. Because you... Come on.
Crows usually mean death, somebody said.
Yeah, everyone's commenting about how crows, like... It's an omen for death. It's a symbol for death, a precursor. So I guess that's fair. That's a good thing.
Maybe somebody big is going to die this season. Maybe it's like foreshadowing.
Oh one of the probably that always happens.
Yeah. Let's hope not.
So I just want to talk about a few things from the last episode that we forgot to mention. How about Kira's katana belt. Sword belt? I want one of those. And she's been wearing it now all the time. She's
season.
Like, takes it out. It takes its circular form and somehow whips into a katana, which is a Japanese sword.
That
sells around her belt loops.
We all need one of those.
We do.
I mean...
Who's going to be Kira for Halloween?
Ryan.
Who's
going to
be...
Ryan's
going to
be Kira.
I mean, that just sounds dangerous. I don't want to be... Come on.
You look great in a wig.
Yeah, but I sometimes I just whip my belt off so fast I don't want anyone to get hurt.
You would hurt yourself on accident.
People getting cut around here.
Oh God!
Okay, so Octogram tweeted at us on Twitter, which by the way, you guys can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV or at all of our.
Do we have a hashtag for that?
Yeah, ABTV.
Teen Wolf.
Or you can also tweet us individually.
Yes.
Octogram says that in Parrish's vision, mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if this was on like a next on or the first episode. I don't quite remember this. But in Parrish's vision, on Lydia's hand, she had a ring. One was a triangle, one was a circle, and it means absolute supreme spirit. So some kind of cultic thing going on that Octogram noticed in Parrish's vision. Thank you, Octogram. We will look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of cult thing.
And then figure out what the necklace was. Who was that for? Tell us that, please.
We want to know what the necklace is.
Whose necklace
is
that?
It will be coming back.
Yeah.
You don't just fall into a hole, notice a necklace, and then hop out of the hole without any other reference.
Who is Theo actually grieving? I don't...
His sister?
Was it Theo's sister? So is he pretending to grieve this other Theo's sister? Fourth grade Theo's sister? He's taking on
life. I was thinking that. I mean, here's a guy who's obviously acting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being empathetic to, you know, people and old memories and whatnot. And I'm sitting there watching, thinking, there's no way he doesn't know he's being tracked right now.
Right.
So he's putting on a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's
point.
Jumping down from the tree branch. I mean, he knows. He's calculated everything, down to the point where he's willing to break a guy's hand just to explain a slight tremor in his signature. You know, this guy, he's a mastermind. He's dangerous.
We don't like you, Theo.
No. Gotta go.
Sketchy.
So then we also mentioned last episode about DH, Derek Hale, not being part of this episode. Mm-hmm. But we forgot to mention in episode one, we do see Styles looking down at the shelf below where they were scribing, and it says DH. So Derek Hale, especially, yeah. He participated in that scribing as well when he was a senior. And then
Colton isn't going to be back. Colton Hayes isn't going to be back.
He has not been back since, like, the first season. I don't think so. He was the Kitsune, which was badass. I loved that. That character was really cool. All I can remember is, like, the club scene when the Kitsune was, like, in the rafters. That was so cool.
I just want to talk more about Tracy's awakening. But what are people saying?
Well, Anna says that he was mourning his sister, and the necklace could belong to her. The necklace... Mm-hmm. Could belong to Theo's sister.
Will the real Theo's sister please show yourself?
Show yourself if you're still living.
Yeah, because it's like this Theo character could have killed the real Theo's family completely and him,
and then sped off and had all those speeding tickets.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. That's good. I like that.
How far does the rabbit hole go?
Yeah, exactly. I do not know that with this Theo character what he wants out of life, but he is going to wreak havoc this season, and so are the surgeons, the steampunk surgeons.
Mm-hmm. I am concerned that Tracy is going to be more of a force to reckon with than we think. Like, the first episode, okay, let's kill off this person. He wasn't worthy. But the fact that she has already done so much, I can really see that.
Right, and they tracked her an entire episode so that we actually care about this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what they do with her character. And did we forget anything? Anybody in the chat saying anything before we roll into predictions?
I really want to know about the girl that was sitting next to Liam that says that she's pissed.
Yes.
That she's not pissed, but she's vengeful.
What happened in sixth grade?
A lot happens in sixth grade.
Did you steal her notebook?
Girls.
Did you steal her man? It could have been
anything.
I'm guessing it was something embarrassing, because that's really what causes rage in sixth graders, when you're embarrassed, I think. That's what I remember.
He couldn't have stole her man. What am I saying? Okay,
I don't think Liam's gay. I think no. Mason.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part of the whole episode was when Scott, Dalaprosi, heals Styles' hand, takes the pain away.
That was a great part of the episode.
That was cute.
Because it kind of came at the perfect time, because that was one of the few times I saw Styles, like, that upset with Scott.
I think it's about time, because he's always, like, the first to really figure things out, and, like, again, Scott always gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. I'd be pissed, too.
Right. What's the chat saying? Any last things before we roll into predictions?
Let's see. We have a question.
Okay.
Here from CC Freak. Are we going to see that beta from last season that convinced Liam to trust Scott? You remember that?
Convinced beta from last season.
The beta that convinced Liam to trust Scott.
Are you guys talking about the character Brett Talbot? Talbot, who is on the lacrosse team from another school. I'm pretty sure that's who they're talking about. And I think that we will see him. I think that there's supposed to be a tease, if you read online, between Brett and maybe Mason's character having some sort of relationship. I'm not sure. So
Liam was the one that transferred, so maybe not.
Brett's also from another school.
We're going to do just some final questions and...
Okay, let's roll into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Whoop. Nice. Well, guys, what do we think's going to happen? I think Tracy is going to have to die, but I think it'll be a couple episodes. Yeah, because I want to see her definitely transition to something else. I want to see Lydia and Parrish.
I was going to say the love connection, but I really want to see if Tracy's dad has anything to do with all of the stuff that's been happening.
Yeah.
That's, like, my main thing I want to see.
I'm really intrigued about that. What about you guys?
I want to see Scott go off to college and become a cute little veterinarian.
That's going
to
be the end of the season.
Yeah. I want to see it. And I love that connection, the whole love thing. I love the love stories. I love following that. And I want to see more of Theo, because I think he's a complete psychopath, and I want to see what he's up to.
I, like, hate Theo. Yeah. I don't know why,
it's
but
like
I'm
a hate
like,
love thing.
I love the steampunk surgeons, and I just want to like hang out in their laboratory because it looks crazy.
It no. does. I was gonna say that I was impressed every time that we're in the surgeon's lair at the laboratory. It's really cool. There's all kinds of tubes and bubbles, and
have
it's impressive.
We been there? Is that part of that courthouse where we see Parrish in the first episode go in because there was a noise complaint? Because like. That's how he initially finds the electric blue wolf.
It didn't look the same, but I can't tell because of the lighting.
Well, so it was like on the other side of that wall. The wall. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd say my prediction, I'll just throw it to Tracy. I think we're going to see her change even further. The changes are going to be more drastic. There's going to be, her visions are going to start manifesting themselves in a way that's going to affect more people than just herself. And she's going to become something else. Something yeah. else entirely that we haven't seen before.
I agree.
With that prediction, I'll tell you just the prevalent question in the chat is who are these doctors? Who are these surgeons?
I think that these surgeons are people who are fed up with the supernatural parts of the town, and they're trying to create this monster
so
they can take over, or at least settle things, or you know, give balance to the situation. I feel like they're mad about the fact that their town, Beacon Hills, has been taken over by supernatural, so they want to try to, you know, put a twist in this and kind of build a monster that can take care of all the supernatural creatures in Beacon Hills. What do you guys think?
I mean, I agree, but I don't think that's a good idea, because when you try to mess with the flow mm-hmm. of things, the flow of how it should naturally be, you never know what they were doing to keep the balance of your town together. Mm-hmm. So
don't mess with the balance of supernatural.
Don't mess with it. Don't mess with it.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Scott McCall. Yeah. Call Scott McCall.
I was going to say Ghostbusters, but...
Thanks for joining us again. You can catch us on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to have lots of guests on this season. If you haven't seen our old episodes, check them out. We have a lot of Teen Wolf guests, actors, writers. They're all going to come in again. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape on Twitter.
And you guys can follow me at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram. Use that hashtag ABTVTeenWolf because I want to know what you thought about this episode.
And you guys can find me at Brittany Baldy. And again, hashtag all of us at AfterBuzzTVTeenWolf because we want to know what you guys think of our show.
And I'm Ryan Malady. You can follow me at Ryan Malady. Yes, I'll be looking on Twitter and everywhere else. Hashtag ABTVTeenWolf. And we will see you next week. All
right. See you guys Bye. Tuesday at 7:10 Eastern.
Ow.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.